Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy, and welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attuned, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love, with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives thanks. Embrace that thought. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so it is. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today. And I bless you back. All right. So, adjust and build to suit. That's the topic for today. And I've chosen this mainly because it's imperative that we all understand that when things are not working out for us, when things just don't seem to fall into place, when we find that what we were going for has holes in it, when we find that we come to that brick wall and just can't go any further, an adjustment needs to be made. An adjustment needs to be made in our consciousness. The other day I talked about help from above, and in addition to looking to your creator, to your maker, to spirit as you understand it to be, it's imperative that you raise your consciousness. In raising your consciousness, you invite the help, the solutions, okay? The earth angels, the coaches, the opportunities that you've been missing. The answers, the solutions, they come when you get out of the way. And the fact that you've been tripping over your feet in terms of getting something done is indicative of the fact that you're going the wrong way or you don't have the rest of the knowledge to complete your objective. So that's what needs to be adjusted, your consciousness, your belief about the thing that you are trying to do. Now, I've heard people go on and on with these arguments about, well, I know, you know, this field better than anybody, and I can do this and I can do that, but yet they're struggling. The reason they're struggling is because perhaps they don't know how to market what it is that they do. So their attention needs to be on marketing, or else they need to call in someone else who can do that for them. Okay? I've heard artists complain about how they aren't treated well in the industry and how they don't get the recognition that they deserve. Again, that's the marketing crowd. Okay? And artists, as it has been said, aren't really good at marketing. Okay? So they don't handle the business aspect, just the creative side. Okay? So just because you know a particular thing and think that you know it well, if you are failing in it, if you are not getting the visibility, the recognition, the money that you deserve, then you need to start raising your consciousness, adjust it to give you other options, a different understanding or the help that you need. And that's why signing up for coaching or signing up for counseling always helps. Sometimes it just helps you to bring out things that you already knew about yourself. Sometimes it helps you to save time. Sometimes it helps you to understand why you've been tripping over your feet. And see, then you can build your life to suit you. You can live a life of unlimited joy. But you cannot do that if you are only talking to yourself. You see, that's why you put on the planet with 7 billion other people. Okay? The lady at the checkout counter might have the answers you seek. Okay? That pestering neighbor next door may have the skills that you desire. Counselor, that coach, that healer may have the solutions to your problem or can direct you to your next junction. And there you meet the person that you need to take you the rest of the way. This is the reason why partnerships are formed. This is also the reason why marriages are formed. Okay? Because that's what it's supposed to be. Actually, it's a contractual relationship where one person brings certain things to the table and the other brings what else is needed. And if they both do what they've promised and committed to, then they should be all right. Both of them get what they want. It's a fair exchange. The problem is, oftentimes, we don't want to share our ideas with other people that can be of help to us. Okay? We don't want to network. We don't want to get out there and take the time to gain the visibility that we need from others. We just think that we could just magically say poof and everything in our life to suit us. And it's only going to suit you where you have left tracks, where you have put in the time, where you have put together a plan of action that can actually work. You can't just hang a shingle outside your home and think all of a sudden people are going to beat a path to your door to give you money, and so you'll be successful. Okay? You can't just go to work every day and think that your boss is just going to throw buckets of money on you and, you know, say, I think I'll just give you a raise, and then the next day I'll give you another raise, and then the day after that I'll give you more. It doesn't work that way. Okay? You have to contribute to your dreams, to your wishes, to your plan of action. And you have to be proactive in it. But you also need to recognize your deficiencies or the things that you just don't care anything about and just don't want to participate in, and fill in the gap with someone who can do it instead. This is how you build a team. This is how you build an empire. It's not about you. It's about using all the resources and opportunities and available people around you in order to help all of you benefit. Okay, so you adjust your mindset, you adjust your consciousness, you raise the stakes by doing that. And you invite others in to bring their expertise, their skills, their talents, their abilities. You'd be surprised how quickly you can change your outcome. Go to my website. It's www.unlimitedjoy.org. And in the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you. Thank you.